I leave them in conversation and return to my desk. Within 5 minutes, she appears before me, wearing her mother's shoes. She reaches up to the typewriter keys and depresses four of them simultaneously. "No, thank you, Megan. Daddy's seen your work. He'll do it himself." She backs off. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see her in the kitchen watching the group swim around in his circular world. I can see that the water in his bowl needs to be changed. Back to the test. Determined, discuss illusion and reality and Benito Sereno. "Don't even ask, Megan. Not today." She stands in front of me with her shoes and socks in her hands. I know the pattern. First the shoes and socks, then the stroller, and pretty soon we're in the park. She'll want me to pick her a dandelion or a leaf from a tree, and she'll clutch that leaf or dandelion the way she always does when we walk to the park. Oh, yes, I know the pattern. She rests her head on my leg, just as she did when she first learned to walk. She used to bring her plastic comb or her hairbrush and rest her head on my leg while I combed her hair. That ritual, however, ended after only a few months, much too soon for me. Finally, she leaves, and I watch her frustration as she sits on the floor and tries for several minutes to put on one of her socks. The art proves too elusive. In years to come, she'll put on stockings or leotards with the ease and grace of a ballerina, but today, a tiny pair of socks defeats her.